Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. This special edition of Straight Talk is brought to you by World Trade Week, Southern California. World Trade Week is held each May to highlight the importance of international trade to our local economy. And very honored to have as our first guest and welcome to Straight Talk, Nancy Hiramoto, who is the chair of World Trade Week, Southern California. Nancy, congratulations and welcome to our show.
Thank you, Art.
Tell us what World Trade Week is.
Well, World Trade Week was started in 1926 by a man named Stanley T. Olson. He was then the international trade manager for the Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce. And 9 years later, it was declared as a national observance by President Franklin Roosevelt. And he designated the third week of each May to be celebrated as World Trade Week. So for 78 years, we've been helping to promote the importance of international trade to the Southern California economy.
Well, we've done many shows over the years, Nancy, with the Port of Long Beach and with trade, and so many of our regular viewers know the importance of trade, but why don't you explain why there's a need for education on international trade?
Well, most people are not aware that the success of globalization and the expansion of world trade have benefited no region more than ours. Yet, in the communities that have gained the most from trade, there still remains a lack of understanding as to how trade works and how international trade affects our economy. So that is where World Trade Week comes in, and our outreach efforts are year-round. They're just not in May.
And as we'll see later in the show, there are enormous economic benefits to our region stemming from international trade. What are some of the activities that take place during World Trade Week? Is really a bit of a misnomer. It's really, as you mentioned, World Trade Month. So what are some of the things that take place during the month?
The World Trade Week committee is made up of several subcommittees, including education, partnership, speakers bureau, awards, and public relations. And each of these subcommittees will focus on activities that such as conferences and workshops, tours, publications that will help to outreach to the community and also to the general public. One of the projects that we worked on is the Unity Container, because our theme for this year is Unity, and most of the activities are centered around that theme. And with the Unity Container, it is a 40-foot cargo container that was donated by APL. The local high school students designed the murals for and painted the container.
Let's just hold up the beautiful mural that the students designed.
Right.
And why unity?
Because trade necessitates unity, and trade is it is important for national, regional, and local organizations to work together with one voice and one purpose in mind, and that is to help our communities prosper through trade. So that's the theme that we picked for this year.
We have a brief clip of the Unity Container at, I believe, Poly High School. And what was the reaction of the kids to this big 40-foot container?
Well, designing the murals and painting the container helped the students learn more about international trade and to understand how exporting affects the Southern California region and also the world. The images on the container reflect various exported products from this region, such as automobiles, fruit, toys, and aircraft. And that also helped to showcase the many companies that are involved with World Trade Week and to help highlight and send out the message.
And I know that Poly has a very, very fine program in international trade. The kids at high school learn Russian, Japanese, Chinese, and all about trade at the high school level, which is quite extraordinary.
Right, right. And we want to help to promote that as well, because we think that it is important to start, you know, even before college at the high school level so that they can get a feel of what is out there.
Now, you're the director of import-export for Citizen Watch Company of America.
Right.
So you import watches from Southeast Asia?
Yes. So we actually have 150 factories worldwide, you know, in Japan, Germany as well. So it really depends on the various markets.
You have 150 factories.
Yes.
That's a lot of watches.
It is. Well, we were at one point the largest manufacturer in the world in terms of watches.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, I know it must take a lot of time to be chair of World Trade Week, and we thank you for that contribution. And in the next segments, we're going to meet other guests who are also involved. But what final thought would you like to say to our viewing audience in about 40 cities now about world trade and its impact on this whole region?
Well, it is important for everyone to realize that international trade is good for our economy, and that one of the benefits is that trade creates jobs. And there are about 475,000 jobs in Southern California alone that is directly tied to international trade. So it is a big benefit to us, and we need to understand more about it.
Well, thank you very much, Nancy Hiramoto, for coming down and doing our show, and thank also World Trade Week Southern California for their sponsorship of this special edition of our show.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.